The iPhone has all sorts of apps. There are apps to organise your classes.
It's an old iPhone ad. We'll hear the latest on the new iPhone. He's been away, but he's back now. Our IT and gadget guru, Rabbitohs tragic Stephen Fenwick, is on the line. Morning, Stephen. Welcome home.
G'day, Richard. Yeah, great to be back, mate. Thanks. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, likewise, likewise. You were travelling through Europe, I believe. Was that correct?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Spent 6 weeks over there, mate. We were in, my wife and I, we went to Italy and Malta and Croatia, and we did a 12-day cruise. It was a fantastic time. I really enjoyed it.
A couple of mates of mine came back from Europe, and they couldn't believe how expensive it was. They said, yeah, particularly not food. Cheap, he said, yep. We complain about the price of things out here, but boy, oh boy, Europe, unbelievable. Expensive at the moment.
Oh, they can sting you for sure. Yeah, no, especially really popular tourist areas. Yeah, that's just the cost of doing business over there. You know,
it's
a really nice place to visit. But yeah, you got to put your hand in your pocket.
Okay, the big launch. It happened in California earlier this morning. Our time. Apple's iPhone 16. What's the latest and greatest on the new iPhone?
Yeah, the new iPhones, the 16 Pro and Pro Max are actually larger. They've got bigger screens, 6.3 up from 6.1 and 6.9 up from 6.7. So they've achieved that by making the device slightly bigger but also making the bezels a little bit thinner. So the borders around the screens are a bit thinner. The 16 and 16 Plus still have the regular 6.1 and 6.7 sizes. The feature they've all got is this new camera control button. So it's like on the top panel of the iPhone on the side, when you're taking a photo, you can use that to trigger the camera to activate the shutter to take a photo. Press and hold it, it'll start shooting a video. Slide your finger up and down, it'll also give you different zoom and also allow you to access other features like exposure, depth of field, and various features like that as well. So easy way to take your photos and videos. The other thing too, they both have improved A18 and A18 Pro silicon, so the chipset is improved. And that is going to be the foundation for Apple Intelligence. That's Apple's very own AI. So anyone with an iPhone 15, you'll see it when iOS 18 is available in a couple of weeks. And anyone who buys the iPhone 16, they're the phones that are going to have Apple Intelligence. It's going to be available in Australia. That feature will kick off in December. So Apple Intelligence will allow you to do things like summarize your emails, summarize documents, rewrite text, create images, create emojis, organize yourself a bit better. So helping you be more efficient, productive, creative, and your phone that knows you very well. So it knows your contacts, knows your calendar, so it can help organize you even better. So they're the main features of iPhone 16. And the other good news is they're cheaper. The iPhone 16 range is $100 cheaper. The 16 Pro is $50 cheaper, which is, in these times, when the new model's cheaper, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, okay, all right. They talk about it, you know, the most significant innovation since Siri, and that's going way back.
Siri's improved. Yeah, Siri's improved thanks to Apple Intelligence as well. There's a feature now you can actually type to Siri instead of just talking to it. There's some situations where you need Siri but you can't say anything.
Yes.
You can now type to our Siri a question. There's also new visual intelligence, so your camera can look at a restaurant, for example, find out the website, find out the menu, make a booking. If you're looking at something, you want to search Google by using the camera, so you might point your camera at an object or an animal or a product, and it can identify it as well. So, yeah, huge improvement. They've also updated Apple Watch as well, Apple Watch Series 10. And the AirPods 4. The interesting new feature of the Apple Watch, Richard, is that it can now detect sleep apnea. So if you have, there's a new metric called breathing disturbances that they're going to have with the Apple Watch Series 10. And actually, it's part of WatchOS 11. So if you've got the previous model, it can do this as well. So what it does, it takes 30 days, analyzes your breathing and your sleep, and can detect if you've got moderate or severe sleep apnea. And it'll give you detailed information to pass on to your doctor as well, so you can go from there. AirPods as well have had an update. The AirPods 4, so your entry-level AirPods now have active noise cancellation. And the AirPods Pro, the Pro 2, they're going to have a software update that will be able to turn them into a hearing aid if you need help with your hearing.
Wow.
So you're able to conduct a hearing test And if you do need them as a hearing aid, they can also stand in to help your hearing, so you can hear what's happening around you as well.
Gee whiz. And it's cheaper and bigger.
Yeah, well, the iPhones are cheaper. AirPods, AirPods 4, I think, are about $249, which is about the same price as the previous models. But an Apple Watch, I think, is around the same price as well.
And when will they be available in Australia, Stephen?
20th of September, they all go on sale. So in 10 days' time. So they were announced early this morning. I've been up since 3 o'clock covering the event. But also, they announced that all the products announced today will go on sale September 20.
My youngest daughter's an Apple nut. There are a lot of people, aren't they? As soon as the new one comes out, they have to have it, regardless.
Yeah, I think, this is like, if you've got an iPhone 15, this is like a bit of an incremental update for the iPhone. I think what's going to attract people is Apple intelligence. There's people who want to really get into the AI, and if they're an iPhone user, the only way you can have AI is if you've got a 15 or a 16. It'll also appeal to someone who's maybe had an iPhone for 3 or 4 years, wants an upgrade. That's going to be a significant change for them. But, yeah, this is pretty impressive, this update.
Okay, a lot of talk about banning children under the age of whatever from being able to have a social media account. Yep. South Australia's moved on this, and they've said under the age of 14. We heard from the Prime Minister earlier this morning. They're looking at it, but they haven't decided, an age yet. But easier said than done, isn't it, Stephen?
It is, yeah. And just on the age, which age is right? Like, who's right in that? Yep. No argument. And I think Prime Minister Albanese was this morning talking about, we want to make it one consistent decision rather than having 8 different decisions state by state. Hmm. So the right age, that's up for a debate as well. I reckon it's probably 14, 15. I think 16, you're probably mature enough to handle social media. Those younger ages, I think you might need maybe parental approval. But how these big companies like Meta, Google, all these companies with social media, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, they all need to abide by these rulings too, because if it's legislated in Australia, it becomes the law. And they've got to toe the line.
So
that's going to be a challenge convincing them.
Yes, it's government putting the onus back on the social media giants to ban children rather than, parents, etc., banning their own children. I had a caller just a short time ago suggesting that what he did with his children, he bought them phones but no data, so they couldn't access
they could only
any
make calls.
Yes,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If young people want a phone, and that's another debate. What's the right age to give a child a phone?
Yep.
That's up to the parents, I guess, because if they need to contact mum and dad, if they might be going to high school, they need to contact their parents or a relative to help them or pick them up or whatever. But 99% of young kids want to get the phone, not to make phone calls, but to use apps and get on social media. Yeah. So that's, again, another decision you got to make, whether this is, if the government can enforce this, great. It's going to be a tough ask. But I think their heart's in the right place to sort of give kids a chance to develop, still get outdoors and play sport, rather than being engrossed in a device at a young age.
Yeah.
Then when they're not really mature enough to handle it, I think that's the right move, but implementing it and enforcing it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, it certainly will be a challenge. Look, we've discussed on numerous occasions the shutting down of the 3G network by Telstra and Optus at the end of October, but still getting a lot of calls from people who are concerned about the fact that they think that the 4G network isn't good enough in their area to get any signal. So they lose 3G and they might not be able to get onto 4G.
Well, when 3G shut down, Richard, what you're going to find is that there's more room for 4G and 5G. So what should happen across the board is that the reception in those areas will improve. So if people have got 3G coverage now, that's going to be replaced by 4G and 5G coverage once these networks are shut down. The other concern is, of course, that people still have devices that will work once the 3G networks go away, and even, we've discussed this before, older 4G devices won't be able to make 000 calls, which is a real concern. That's why Telstra delayed their closure even further, because there's still a few people that might be left behind if they shut their 3G network down.
Yeah. All right, mate. Great to have you back. Nice to hear from you.
Good to be back, Richard. Good to talk to you as well, mate.
And very sad to hear this morning.
I did. am your father.
I know you're a Star Wars fan. The passing of James Earl Jones. Yeah.
Yes, I saw that this morning. Yeah, sad. Good innings, though. 93. Yeah. He had a massive career, not only on the screen, but with his voice as well. I think it's a sad day if you're a Star Wars fan. The voice of Darth Vader, no longer with us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and Mufasa as well. And look, you're back. Unfortunately, not a great season for the Rabbitohs, but you're looking forward to the return of Wayne Bennett for 2025?
Yeah, well, you know what? You guys put the Dolphins out of running for the semis. That means Wayne Bennett's available earlier to come to South, mate. Yeah. You've done us a favour there.
All right. Good luck for next season. Nice to have you back, mate. We'll catch up next
year. Good to be back. Thanks, Richard.
Stephen Fenwick, our IT and gadget guru, everything he talks about and a whole lot more on his website, which is terrific, techguide.com.au.